dragged it out.
Okay. And if we're talking about riding a horse, you might say, has that horse been
ridden?
And somebody might say, yes, I
rode him yesterday.
Okay. If we're talking about ringing a bell, you say, has that bell been
rung?
And someone might answer, yes, they
rang it yesterday.
And if we were talking about the rising of the sun, you might say, if it's very early, you know, has the sun
risen?
And the answer would be, yes, it at 6 o'clock.
It rose.
And if we were talking about diving into a lake, you might say, has he what into the lake?
Has he dived in?
And somebody might
I think I have heard dove. Is that correct, too?
I think it's used in another part of the country as being correct.
My daughter said she went to school at Virginia Animal at Bristol, and I don't want to correct, and I don't know whether I'm wrong or not.
No, I think both are used.
And she says about her baby, don't wake him off. She uses woke or woken. Patrick woke this morning. Woke and woken instead of wake and waken. Is it correct, T?
Well, I think that both are maybe, you know, standard usage.
I'm
going to really
look that
know.
Up because it worries me. I'm just used to wake and waken.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't.
It's probably because she's, you know, from somewhere else.
Where she went to school. And
sure,
she,
it's standard there. Okay, talking about, did we do the past tense of died?
Yeah.
Yes, he
dove.
Okay, if we're talking about children growing.
Could say dive, too. That's
yes.
What made brought up that other.
Right. You say both yeah. of them, I think, are used. Okay. If you talk about children growing up, and you're talking about some people, you might say, have all their children
grown?
And somebody would answer and say, yes, they what?
Grown up.
All right, or what about if it's a definite time, like they did that years ago, they, you know, say, have they grown up?
Oh, they grew up years ago.
Right, and when I ask you how old you are, you say,
I am 76.
It's not necessary to make point of doing it twice, is it? If I ask you, are you tired, you might say, no,
I'm not tired. Mr. Barry say, tired.
Yes. And
that's North Georgia, I guess. That's where he's from.
Uh-huh. And finish this sentence. I don't chew tobacco, but he
does.
And I always behave myself, but he
doesn't.
And put a word in here. I thought you what coming with us?
Thought you were coming with us.
And we what going to town when it started to rain?
We were going to town.
And if I asked you if you still do a lot of things, you say, yes.
I do.
Or yes, they're blank a lot of things I do.
Yes, they are. Many and, things I do.
Right. And if I want to know the color of some roses that you have grown, I would say, what color those roses?
What color are those roses?
And you would answer, the roses
are.
Okay, and if I asked you if you hadn't done something if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
haven't.
And if I asked, was it a nice day, you might answer, no, it
was a terrible day.
Okay, and the negative form of that would be, no, it
wasn't.
And if you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he blank do that.
He shouldn't do that.
And which would you hear from maybe Mr. Barry or somebody around? Would you want to hear him say, yeah, I might could or might can or might, would you ever, which one more like to hear might could or might can? I might could or I might can do that? You don't remember?
Can, I think.
Okay. Finish this sentence for me. I slipped on the ice. And I just barely managed to keep my balance. I what? Fell down.
Without fault?
It didn't fall.
I didn't fall.
Right. I slipped on the ice. And I just barely managed to keep my balance. I
did not fall.
Okay, but I just want one word in there.
Didn't.
But you just barely managed to avoid it. How would you say that? I'm not making any sense, am I? I wonder, would you be more likely to say almost or nearly or something like that? I what fell down?
I almost fell down.
Okay. And now these are just pronunciation ones again. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is?
10 cents.
And you, if you wanted to tell me, he has lived over here, what, 1960?
Cents.
And a December 25th, we've already gotten his.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
And a sausage or a wiener on a bun is called a
hot dog.
And Jesus's parents were Joseph and
Mary.
And our first president was George
Washington.
If a man and woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get
married.
And
but they don't do it all the time, no.
Now those things are changing, aren't they? Strangely enough.
And I heard this year, and I'm 76 years old, and I never heard it until this year. They say they're shacking up. Now, I never heard that. I didn't. If anybody said that, I wouldn't have known what they were talking about.
But that meant that.